Wow, Chaz. Isn't this place terrific?
I don't know, Stu. All this stuff is so expensive. These crowds are making me claustrophobic. I can't breathe. Yikes, what's that?
Ooh, Avogadro the Alligator, the latest designer toy from Italy. It works on an internal cold fusion generator.
Sounds dangerous.
Well, there's been a couple of claims, but so far no one's been able to prove anything.
I don't know, Stu. I don't think this Omra Globulo thing's such a good idea.
The Toy Palace is closing in 5 minutes. Please take your purchases to the front of the store.
We better go, Stu. The parking lot's gonna be a madhouse.
Ah, we got 5 whole minutes. What's the rush? Hey, look! The Wee Willie Warp Time Translator. It's a real working time machine for kids. Ooh, check it out.
Boy, this is the bestest place ever.
Yeah, I wish we never had to leave.
Hey, maybe we don't.
What do you mean, Tommy?
Maybe we can live here and play here forever.
We can't do that.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Oh, here we go again.
I just don't know, Stu. Are you sure this time travel stuff is really safe for kids?
Of course it is, Chaz. Just as long as they don't disturb the past. Boy, what a great time. Mini wore the kids out, though. I haven't heard a peep out of them since we left the store.
Yeah, I just hope they're not coming down with some kind of weird bug or anything.
Chucky, let's go.
Thanks for driving, Chaz. Boy, that was really a lot of fun. We should do it again real soon. Maybe next weekend.
Well, I'd love to, but I was going to spread some mulch.
Rats. Well, see you later, Chaz. Well, Tommy, old boy, that sure was fun, wasn't it? Hey, we'll go back next Saturday, huh, Pat?
Oh, take on, Mr. Bear! This is great!
just me high, do you, Mr. Bear? I didn't think so.
Jess! Tommy's...
I know, Chucky, too. They must be back at the toy store. Come on!
Come on, Mr. Bear. Maybe Tommy's in here. I don't know, Mr. Bear. I don't really like it in here. Tommy? Tommy?
But it's not so easy living in the toy place.
I know, it's really scary. The toys are alive.
Don't be silly, Chucky. The toys aren't really alive.
You gotta help us.
Our kids are in the store.
We were in the store this afternoon, and somehow our kids got locked inside.
This is Chucky. He's just two, but he's very advanced for his age. Look, he colors inside the lines.
Now, hold on. There's no way a couple of babies could have gotten by this security network.
Oh, but you don't understand. We were in the store this afternoon, and when we got home...
We just had dolls.
Well, you had a doll. Actually, I had a monkey.
Now look, fellas! The Magon 6000 is a total security net. Those security cameras are movement sensitive. In other words, if anything moves inside that store, I know about it.
Hey, the Magon 6000, huh? I heard about that thing. They tested it in a real prison.
I don't care about any net! I'm telling you, my kid is in that store!
Not a chance, pal! Look, let me show you the brochure on this baby. Now, you see this here computer chip?
Ooh.
That's your basic Tektron 43000 series. This baby can process...
There they are! Oh!
Cuddy. They penetrated the net! Tommy!
Chucky!
Tommy, oh, where
Chucky,
were you?
I'm
so glad to see you again.
Sweetie.
Oh, please. Let me just look at you for a second. You know, we got all the way home, and Chaz and I, we thought you were...
You gave me a word!
You weren't in there!
Okay, I'm so glad to see you.
I am Reptar.
Bye-bye.
The ancient tattered map, smiling evilly and rubbing his gnarled hands together. Shiver me timbers, a king's ransom and gold blooms. But you'll never live to spend it. I'll send your miserable bones to Davy Jones' locker. Get the picture, Scout? These two swashbucklers are about to slice each other up because both of them wants that old treasure all for himself. Ahoy there! Why, if it ain't Black Chuck with his scurvy crew filled of them.
Oh, Pop, don't tell me you're reading Tommy that pirate book again. Pirates are too scary for one-year-olds.
Oh, horse feathers. Captain Largo may be one mean customer, but Tommy and me have him well in hand. Don't we, Scout?
Well, I suppose it's all right. Say, would you mind looking after the rest of these little buccaneers while I do the laundry?
Aye, me comely wench.
Oh, Pop.
Oh, yeah. Those two old sea dogs were about to carve each other up over that treasure map. And, hey, here it is. This is how these old pirates are going to find their way to the treasure. See, X marks the spot. Now then, Captain Largo was fighting to keep his treasure, and then there was a sword fight. And then...
diaper on his head.
Because he's a pirate. And it's not a diaper, it's a banana.
Wow! Wish we were pirates.
Me too!
Maybe we could be.
How?
Well, according to Grandpa, all we gotta do is tie our buckles, sever our fingers, and find a treasure.
I don't know, Tommy. I mean, look at these guys. This one's only got one leg. This one's only got one eye. This pirate's got a hook for a hand.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's be pirates.
But you guys, we don't even know where a treasure is.
Here's our treasure. All we gotta do is go to the X. If you want your share of the booties, then follow me, mateys.
Tommy, I don't think that place on the map is even around here.
I'm not Tommy. I'm Long Tom Silver, and you're my squirrely crew. Come on, you sea dogs.
Dogs? I thought we was pirates.
We're sea dogs and we're pirates. The most fearsomest pirates on the Spinach Main.
Why do we all have to be up here on the wagon?
This isn't a wagon. It's a boat.
Well, I'm getting off the boat now. I can't breathe.
You better get back on board, Black Chuck. You're standing in the ocean.
What do you mean, the ocean? We're in your backyard, Tommy.
Not anymore.
I knew this wasn't such a good idea.
Sand ho!
That looks like your sandbox, Tommy.
Nope, it's a desert island. And unless I missed my guest, there's a treasure on it.
Treasure, eh? I wonder what kind of treasure those babies have. Well, whatever it is, pretty soon it's gonna be mine. Ah, mine!
A clean
time for the king and queen.
I think I got sand in my shoe.
Real pirates like sand in their shoes. Skull Rock! Blackbeard's Cave! Hello! Mount Baldy! There it is! 50 paces ahead! X marks the spot! Let's go! 1, 6, 2, 4... Avanti, slobs! Here we be!
Wow!
All right, then, dig!
Is this treasure?
No, that's cat poop. Keep digging. But there's 1,000 gold balloons in there. Mama's out! A blast! Me spots a spinach gallon on the star search side.
It's a friend of Emily.
Emily. It's Admiral Angelico, born full of all babies. I mean pirates.
Shouldn't have that second helping of straight squash.
I got those babies right where I want them.
Betty, you wouldn't believe what those kids of ours are up to. Well, they're pretending they're all pioneers in a covered wagon. It's just adorable. I wish I had the video camera right now.
Tommy, don't mention food.
Ugh. All right, ready, aim, fire!
Sick.
Prepare to be bored!
Oh no! Looks like she's gonna bore us!
You're finished, Long Tom! The days of you babies wandering the high seas are over!
I'm in love with you, Admiral Angelica!
Treasure.
Not a chance.
Hey, watch it.
Ooh.
wrecked you. Hand over your loot, or I'll send you to the slimy deep.
Never!
Be brave, Tommy. Remember, a pirate's not as scared of nothing.
I think I'm gonna be sick. Farewell, my brave crew. Wherever you may rove, do not forget the memory of your brave captain.
Now I know I'm gonna be sick.
And as for you, Admiral Angelico, you may wreck my ship, and you may capture my crew, but you'll never get my treasure. Not in a million zillion years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop talking and start walking.
He's the bravest baby I ever saw.
What do you think you're doing, young lady?
But Aunt Diddy, I didn't do anything. They were pirates. They had a treasure. They fired on me first.
Well, you can just help swab the decks inside the house for a while, young lady.
My treasure. She never got it. All the riches of the yeast, my mateys. And it's ours.